Good morning, good people. It is. What day is it? Oh my God. Okay. It is Thursday, January 3rd. We are 3 days into 2019. How are you doing with your New Year's resolutions? Me? Personally, I didn't make any New Year's resolutions. I chose not to do that. I chose to, rather than make a New Year's resolution, I chose to get started on what I wanted to be in motion and the way that I wanted to move in 2019. I started to do it in 2018. So I started working on my schedule, making myself get up, you know, between 4:30 and 5, which today I will admit I'm struggling like a motherfucker. Like, I am struggling to get to the gym this morning. I'm sitting recording my podcast right now in the car. But nevertheless, I will go. Because what I want is more important to me than, than not going. And I know in order to achieve or to get to what I want and, you know, to give myself and my body that self-love, that self-care that God told me to focus on, I need to go. So I chose not to make any New Year's resolutions this year. I really stopped kind of doing it a couple years ago, but rather than that, I chose to start implementing what I wanted to do, basically getting my routine down, eliminating habits that I knew were not good for me and implementing ones that I knew would help me, push me forward towards my goals. So with that being said, like, how are you doing? You know, for me, my focus, you know, I got direction from God in 2018 to focus on self-love and self-care. So that just means, you know, me being and doing me. I have a tendency, if you know me, I will work myself to death. not literally, but figuratively. I'm always focusing on, you know, what can I do next? What do I need to do next? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying my best to tone that back some, you know, and to get back to the old me, you know, work on the new me. But there are parts of the old me that I still want to keep that I don't want to, per se, let go 100%. You know, y'all that know me, y'all know I was very much so a social bug and a networker. Still want to get back to networking, you know, living in the moment. I want to get back to travel. Like, I haven't traveled in so long. I mean, for God's sake, I got my credentials as a travel agent. So, you know, just things like that. Focusing on the things, you know, and they don't have to be big things. They can be little things, you know, that make you happy, you know. For me, I mean, I'll give you an example. A small thing for me that makes me happy is, shit, taking an extra bath. Like, stocking and loading myself up with bubble bath. I love perfume. So, getting my perfume collection back up. You know, during my journey, I've sacrificed a lot of things that, you know, I was used to having, getting or doing for myself without hesitation. I've scaled that back because of my goals, you know, and needing to budget and wanting to save money, you know. And I was the girl that would buy a $200 bottle of perfume, you know, haven't done that in a long time, you know, because my conscience, says, you know, or tells me, and my goals, I'll say, tells me that I could be doing something else with that $200. So, a lot of small sacrifices, you know, that I've made, I'm trying to now implement them back, you know, in play. The gym, you know, anybody that knows me, I used to be one hell of an athlete. I was good at everything I did. Everything I played, whatever sport it was, it didn't matter. I was the kickball queen. I played flag football with the boys, two-hand touch. And no, I was not that girl that got called last, baby. I got called first, okay? Yes, and I got called first. I got called to quarterback, all the shit. So don't get it twisted. You know, and I thank God for that, though, because it's helped me. I feel like my sports edge has helped me. It gives you a certain type of mindset, and I love it. So I love, even though I'm struggling going to the gym, I love going to the gym because when I'm in there, I go into that mindset. Some may call it beast mode. And yeah, because, you know, I don't know, something about it, like when you're in that gym, it's just you and you. And, you know, I find myself talking to myself, all kind of shit. But it's a good feeling. So, you know, just wanted to know, you know, how is your 2019 going? Like I said, we 3 days in and I'm struggling to get to the gym, but it's not, I'll be there, you know. And the thing about it, I think sometimes I feel like New Year's resolutions, like, they don't work because people hype themselves up and they're like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to stop doing that. And I feel like, you know, if you just start to implement what you want to do and the direction you want to go in early, when 2019 rolls around, you'll already be doing, you know, that. You don't need to, you know, you won't need to, like, kick yourself, you know, on the third day of January when you're sitting in your car struggling to get to the gym, because you will know that, shit, I already put this in motion and I've had one of these days before, and, you know, this too shall pass. So, you know, I mean, shit, did anybody get engaged? Did anybody get, you know, proposed to? Like, what's going on? What are your 2019 New Year's resolutions for those of you that made them? I want to know. You know, you might be doing something that I might need to be doing. You know, and another one of the things that I've been implementing is getting back to making my smoothies and shakes. I used to drink smoothies and shakes like a mug. Like, it got to a point to where, shit, I think everything that I ate, I literally was drinking. So, back to that. And because I truly had so much energy when I was blending my shakes, you know, getting up, use a little bit of apple juice. What would I throw in there? Apple juice, spinach, kale, beets. Beets give you hella energy. They don't taste too good. They taste like dirt. But, baby, when I tell you they're packed with energy, they are. You know, strawberries. It was one hell of a concoction, but that shit had me bouncing off the walls. And the more that I've been working out, the more that I know that my body is craving that. Back to that. Me, for some people, it's going to seem like, because I'm focused on me and self-love and self-care, it's going to seem like, to some people, that I've been so selfless with. And when I say selfless, means putting them first and putting their needs first. It's going to seem like I'm being selfish, but really it's not me being selfish. It's just me choosing to, shit, not give time or energy to whatever. You have to excuse me. That's my alarm going off telling me to create my post for the day. So, yeah, I'm behind schedule. But it's going to seem like I'm being selfish to them, but I'm actually not being selfish. It's just me choosing more wisely what to do with my time and energy. Because I found that I personally, like, I'm one of those people that if you need help and I see, you know, that I can help you, then I will help you. I will drop what I'm doing to help you out of your situation. And I found that in doing that, I've been let down a lot, you know, I've been let down a lot because I will end up frustrated that I've taken time and energy out for someone to, you know, and my time is valuable as fuck to me. And the reason why it's valuable to me, because I know that it's the one thing that God gives us that we don't know how much we have of it. And so, you know, although I'm thankful that, you know, I was able to help that person or whatever it is, but it's like when you pour time and energy into someone or something and, let's say for instance, they don't do what it is that they were supposed to do, or even worse, like they're unappreciative, like, oh my God, no boo, I can't do it. So for a lot of people, it's going to seem like I'm being selfish, and I'm really not. You know, I'm really just loving on me and choosing what I want to do with my time and energy, realizing that there's going to be a lot of people, you know, and I know this already, but that there'll be a lot of people who are beckoning for your time and energy, but not everybody deserves it. So, you know, you really have to protect that, like guard it with your life, because people will come, especially when you emit positive energy and you emit and you're radiating light and vibrating at a level that they haven't quite got to, they're going to be attracted to that light, you know, kind of like moths to a flame, or, you know, how you see like little gnats or whatever those is circling around the lights. They're going to be attracted to that light, but you have to be careful and you have to guard that. So, you know, the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit. I do it all the time. I really don't even have to do it. Like, I'm so sensitive. Like, my spirit will instantly start warring with someone. You know, like, spiritual warfare will just, baby, it'll just kick in. And for me, I'm thankful for that, because that's how I know, you know, it's kind of like my GPS. Like, it tells me, you know, like, this person is cool, this person ain't cool. And I've been like that since I was little. So when I was younger, I didn't know what it was. Oh, but I know what it is now. When I was younger, I'd just be like, like, I don't like them. And everybody be like, why you don't like them? You don't know. I'd be like, I don't know. I'd be like, they just not cool. And then, you know, lo and behold, you know, everybody tell me I'm tripping, you this, you that. Lo and behold, they show they do some shady ass shit. You know what I'm saying? That, do some shady ass shit. And I have to be like, I told you so. Oh my God. But yeah, what are your 2019 resolutions? I mean, you know, have you not been dating? Are you choosing to, you know, open yourself up to date more? You know, are you choosing to work less? Are you working more? Are you starting a business? Which I think everybody should start some type of business, you know, for lack of better words, a side hustle, just something that you can, you know, grab a couple coins off of, in your spare time, maybe just for savings. You know, are you working on your credit? Do you plan on buying a new house? If you are working on your credit and you're choosing to build your personal credit, and more importantly, if you are choosing to build your business credit, I know a great company. The company is called Immaculate Conceptions LLC. They will help you to build your business credit. So if you're looking, you know, to start a business, you don't know where to turn, they'll even help you to structure your business. Check out Immaculate Conceptions LLC. You know, are you starting a new hobby? You know, what are you doing? Just what are your New Year's resolutions? You know, because I found that your success is hidden in your routine. So, you know, whatever your routine is in the morning, if you get up in the morning and lay in bed until 1 o'clock, you know, that's the type of success you're going to see. Now, if you're already successful and you lay in the bed at one till 1 o'clock, you know, it's not really going to hurt anything, because hopefully you have some systems in place that, you know, where you're making money while you sleep. You know, that's my goal, to make money while I sleep. Also, you know, I just want to say that, you know, if 2018 wasn't your year and you felt like, you know, you wanted to do more, or you feel like you should have did more, don't beat yourself up for it. You know, just go back, rehash, you know, ask God for guidance and direction, and ask Him for the consistency or the focus, you know, to get done what you needed to do. Because sometimes I found that you can't really move forward if there's something that you were supposed to do that you didn't do. So, you know, if you're feeling like you're stuck or whatever, just take a moment and think about, you know, some of the things that you may have not implemented that you need to implement in order for things to move forward. I do that, and it helps me a lot. You know, because a lot of times God will throw stuff at us. There'll be lessons, or there'll be hurdles that we have to jump over before we can get to the next step. And sometimes if we don't jump over those hurdles, and if we just kind of run around them, God will redirect you to go back and jump over that hurdle. So yeah, this is your girl, Miss Tish, tapping in. You know, I've ranted and raved a little bit, and now, you know, it's time for me to get my ass to the gym. The car is warm. I gotta go while it's on my mind and get my blood pumping. You know, come back, catch up with my routine. So, one of the things that I implemented going into 2019 was I wanted to learn another language. So, I'm currently, which it'll be coming up, I'll have an alarm going off in a minute. Well, no, that alarm goes off at 8 o'clock for me to learn Swahili. So, I'm implementing that back into my life, because when I was younger, I used to know Swahili. One of the daycare that I went to when I used to live in the projects in San Francisco, they taught us and made us speak in Swahili every day. So every day, I think it was like for an hour or 2 hours, we had to talk to each other in Swahili. We could not talk to each other in English. If you did, you got in trouble during that set time frame. So that was something that God made bubble back up in my spirit. And so, you know, but I implemented that in 2018. So it's already in motion for 2019. Like I said, I have an alarm that goes off at like 8 o'clock in the morning where I do a 30-minute lesson in Swahili. So, and what I'm finding with that is that at first it was a little bit confusing. And I found that for me with learning this language, that I can read it. So, say for instance, if someone was to say it to me, I probably wouldn't know what the hell they're talking about. But if I see the words like on, you know, on my phone or whatever, I know what they say. So it's kind of weird. So I'm trying to, you know, figure out how to balance it. Because if someone came up to me and said the words, I would know. I don't, you know, I might pick up a word or two. But if I see the words on paper, or if I see the words spelled out in front of me, I know what they say. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, I need to know what they're saying when they're saying it to me, you know, because everybody ain't going to walk up to you and just hold up a piece of paper with everything that they're saying. So it's kind of weird. So that's an interesting thing that I learned about myself with this particular language. Like, if I hear it, I may only pick up some things, but if I see it, I'll know exactly what you're saying. So, weird thing, trying to figure out why my brain's working like that. I don't know. But anywho, y'all have a blessed day. You know, I hope you're up, you know, seize the day. Make sure you thank God for this day that you're waking up, because, you know, everybody didn't make it. Everybody ain't promised, you know, and we don't, like I said, with that time thing, you don't know how much time you have. So it's very important, you know, to spend time with the ones that you love, and invest your time, in people that you know will appreciate it and, you know, won't waste it, because that's one of my pet peeves. Like, don't waste my motherfucking time, man. Like, ain't nobody got time for that shit in 2019. So have a blessed day. Happy Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. It's your girl, Miss Tish, signing off. Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. Oh, yeah, and I've got some pretty cool guests coming up. And I was supposed to record with Cleo. I don't know what happened. We had kind of like a time thing where the time wasn't jiving. You know, we were supposed to, she wanted to record on my birthday at 9 p.m., but I wasn't available at the time that she wanted that, but then my plans got rearranged, and I was open, and then she wasn't available, so, I did not lie to you, about Cleo being a guest on my podcast, but I will say that there may be another, my first guest may be another, person. This sister I love so much, but I'm gonna keep my mouth closed until I actually get things in place. I'll be reaching out to her today. And she is a ball of fun, out of Atlanta, just so full of energy, and definitely a woman of God, and who has a heart for God, and yeah, hella funny. So I'm sure there'll be some laughs. I would love for her to be my regular co-host, just because whenever I talk to her, we have such a good conversation, and it's a bunch of laughs. And it's a bunch of laughs, but it's a bunch of truths. So it's the truths that bring the laughs that make it even more funny. So look out. I'll be announcing who it is. God willing, we'll get it together today. I sent her a message and told her I'll be reaching out. So yeah, happy Thursday, 2019, January 3rd. Make sure you make the best of it. Seize the day. This is your girl, Miss Tish, signing off. Thank you for taking a moment to listen to Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. Be sure to share the podcast, you know, with whomever you like. I would love, you know, to have more people on the platform. Of course, that's the goal, right? To spread the message. And eventually, I'm going to get into giveaways. So if you're looking for, you know, I'll be announcing events to go to. If you're into volunteering and giving back, I'm really big on that. You know, I'll definitely be letting you know where you can go to register for some events that are near and dear to my heart. For sure. Just stay tuned in, you know, to Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast. Share it. If you have questions, or if you have topics that you want to discuss, or even if you want to be a guest, don't hesitate to reach out. I mean, for those of you that know me, y'all know, you know, I'm very approachable. I'm always open to ideas and building. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this the way it's supposed to be done in 2019. All right, make sure you love yourself first before you give all your love to somebody else and there's none left for yourself. All right, this is your girl, Miss Tish, one more again. Well, Let Me Straddle Your Brain podcast, signing off. Peace and blessings.